Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang, my co-host and friend, is here, and we're going to the coast of Argentina. This is an exotic story requiring a lot of attention to detail from the Navy point of view, and that's why we're very privileged to welcome Jim Holmes, the first holder of the Wiley Chair of Maritime Strategy at the Naval War College. He blogs at the Naval Diplomat. Jim, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. We're looking at a story that I can't interpret easily, so I know you will be able to help me on this. Why Argentina's military is deploying to surveil hundreds of Chinese fishing boats off the coast of Argentina? The last time I checked on a swarm of Chinese fishing boats, they were invading Philippine waters. Are they invading Argentine waters? What is the signal here? Good evening to you, Professor.
Hey, gentlemen. A pleasure as always. Yeah, it's a real problem. The Chinese fishing fleet, in effect, I would encourage everybody to look at the CNN story that you referenced, because there are a couple of really good maps showing what the Chinese fishing fleet has been up to. Essentially, hundreds of Chinese fishing craft have been basically clustered just outside the exclusive economic zone of not Venezuela, but Argentina most recently. And the Argentine military has been deployed to monitor this and make sure the fishing fleet does not enter into the exclusive economic zone and doing what the fleet has done a lot, which is overfish these waters. I mean, China has become voracious for seafood as it becomes more and more prosperous. We've seen this happen in the off Ecuador last year around the Galapagos Islands. And as you point out, the other aspect of it is that the fishing fleet, in a very real sense, is an instrument of Chinese sea power, a geopolitical instrument. You've mentioned the Philippines. It's quite clear that China has been using the fishing fleet to try to stake its claim to what they call indisputable sovereignty in the South China Sea. We don't see that happening off South America, but we do see the fleet actually going out and trying to sate this voracious appetite for seafood, as well as potentially doing other geopolitical things as well, like mapping the seafloor for submarine operations or so forth. So there's a lot going on here, and there's a lot we just don't know as well.
Detail, a fishing vessel in the Chinese fishing fleet, is it military? Is it a communication with the military? Does it have sophisticated electronics on board?
It's not clear to me that the fleet that's deployed off South America, it could be. I mean, we know that China fields a maritime militia has for many years, pretty much ever since the PRC has existed. So a lot of these vessels could be dual use. So they could be operating. I mean, doing fishing and also gathering intelligence and doing other things to advance the cause of Chinese sea power. So we do have to ask exactly, you know, what the proportion of maritime militia craft is within the fishing fleet. I just don't know. I hope the intelligence people are keeping an eye on this.
Gordon, you have a question for the professor.
The central government does provide radios and fuel subsidies and other equipment for these fishing vessels. So clearly this is part of an expanded operation, which is quite extensive. So, Jim, what has been the reaction of South American countries to Chinese fishing? Because this is something that's been going on for years and years and years. You mentioned Ecuador. There's also Peru and Argentina. It seems like this has been going on for quite some time, and there doesn't seem to be very much pushback.
Well, you know, I think the South America. In fact, I know I have a fair number of contacts that I keep in touch with in South America and Chile in particular. But they're very conflicted about this, simply because China is their biggest trading partner. They don't want to jeopardize that by going out and pushing back too much against the fishing fleet. So I think they're in a sense on the horns of a dilemma, how to respond to this. What specialists call illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing, IUU fishing. It's become a big topic in the field. Of of foreign policy and defense affairs. And by the way, you're quite right about the status of the Chinese fishing fleet. In fact, many years ago, I took to describing the Chinese fishing fleet and the maritime militia as the vanguard of Chinese sea power. I mean, this is what China uses to advance its aims under the aegis of the China Coast Guard and the PLA Navy when necessary. So there's no question that that this is a geopolitical instrument for Beijing.
Jim, the Trump administration is brand new. Although it is the second term, there was a gap and the president's priorities have changed direction. However, the naval component is much the same as it was when they left office in 2021. Is there emerging a doctrine about the U.S. Navy and how to use it and what it's for?
Well, as you point out, it's a little bit early because the administration's made a comeback. Famously, when the first Trump administration came in, it was written into U.S. law that the Navy was set to grow from a little under 300 ships to 355 ships. That has not happened. In fact, the Navy is set to shrink in the next few years as we retire more ships, you know, such as cruisers and older vessels, and replace them with fewer hulls. So we're actually on the wrong trend line. But I think there's a lot of debate. It almost feels like the 1920s and 30s when new technologies were coming online and we were debating how to use them, such as aircraft carriers and military aviation and so forth. Now it's uncrewed craft, uncrewed submersible surface craft and aircraft. We're not going to increase the size of the manned, the traditional manned fleet of destroyers and carriers and whatnot in the next 2 years. Prior to the critical year with China. But there are lots of shipyards around the country that can build sort of 100 to 300 foot uncrewed craft for surveillance purposes, for targeting purposes, and potentially as weapons carriers. Those are the sorts of things that I think we can see take place in the next couple of years. So basically by necessity, if we want to increase the size of the Navy, we have to go the hybrid route.
Gordon, you have a question.
Jim, I've always been interested in why ships have to be retired. Is it because they cost too much to maintain? Why don't you just keep them there at a time which many people believe is crucial in terms of maintaining size?
Yeah, I mean, we do wring a lot of years out of these hulls. I mean, the carriers, the old Nimitz class carriers are running for 50 years. That's a long time. I like to compare it to a classic car. Yes, if you have enough dollars to pump into it, and if you can find spare parts and whatnot, I mean, you can keep your classic car going pretty much indefinitely. But chances are, it's not going to be your family car that you actually use to go to the store and conduct a routine business. But just because as you point out, it gets very expensive. I mean, a lot of the problems we're seeing are sort of basic stuff with the HME, hull mechanical and electrical outfitting. I mean, they're simply wearing out. So yes, you could probably use them indefinitely, but eventually you reach a point of diminishing marginal returns on the investment in upkeep.
Coincidence or purposeful? Argentina. It is one country now in a transformation from debtor nation to something that can grow, led by a colorful man, Javier Milei, who's been outspoken in his sympathy for and attention to the Trump administration. Now, I'm being suspicious, Jim, but would that explain why the fishing fleet is off the coast of Argentina?
I would never rule out. I mean, China goes out of its way to be deceptive and to do the unexpected. So I wouldn't rule out anything. I have a hard time sort of. I think I would need some pretty solid evidence to go along with that. But you never know. I mean, it's that China has done many unexpected things over the years, from manufacturing artificial islands in the South China Sea to again using the fishing fleet as an implement of statecraft.
Jim Holmes at the Naval War College, Gordon Chang.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moto Casino.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.